Okay, this is the listening practice for the midterm for semester two, year 2005. Look at the sheet, and if you don't have the sheet, download the sheet on the site. And look at the sheet and look at the word banks. These are the actual word banks from the test. So these keywords I will explain. And on the test, I will explain the word, and then you have to write the letter. So first of all, deforestation, A. Deforestation is where more and more forests are being destroyed on the planet, and the planet is losing its forest, the Earth is losing its forest land. And humans are doing this. B, desertification. This is where there are becoming more, there are getting to be more and more deserts on the Earth because of deforestation and other causes. So deserts are increasing on the planet. C, illiteracy. Illiteracy is the problem of people who haven't gone to school enough to learn how to read or write. So they can't deal with written material and they can't write. Okay, D, poverty. This is the problem of people not having enough money to live for their basic needs. People not having enough money for their basic needs. C, child labor. I'm sorry, E, child labor. We know this one. This is the problem of children working for money instead of going to school. This may be in a factory or it may be on a farm. But children working and not going to school, working for money, this is the problem of child labor. F, economic inequality. This is a problem of different groups having different amounts of money. So it's an unfair situation. G, loss of biodiversity. This is the problem of many types of life on the planet are becoming extinct. So we are losing the variety of life that we naturally had. Okay? So different types of animals and plants are becoming extinct. H, environmental destruction. This is the general problem of humans destroying nature, and our environment is being damaged by things we do. I, population growth. Population growth is the problem of on the planet Earth, there are more and more people every year. So someday there will be too many people. J, food shortages. This is the problem of there isn't enough food in some areas to feed all the people. Sometimes there isn't enough food for everyone to eat in some countries. K, terrorism. This is using violence for a political purpose. So a group who feels that they have been victimized and cannot get attention with normal political ways will sometimes do violent things to get attention. Okay, conflict. Conflict is when two groups are fighting each other. So it's very similar to war. Okay, M, refugees. Refugees is what people are who have to escape from a dangerous situation and leave the place they usually live, and they have to live in a place where there's nothing, or a place that they don't know anything about. So if there's a conflict, then what happens is many people escape the area and live somewhere else temporarily, and they are refugees. They escape because they are afraid. N, energy consumption. Consumption means to use something. So this is the problem of people using more and more energy because there are more and more people and we have more and more things that use energy. So energy consumption is the use of energy. O, discrimination. Discrimination is when one group is treated differently than another group. One type of person is treated differently than another type of person. So this is an unfair situation. Okay, P, mass consumption. This is, mass means a lot. And consumption means using. So we are using a lot of things, a lot of products, a lot of energy, a lot of fuel, a lot of our resources from nature. So mass consumption is the problem of, is the problem that we are using more and more things. We are taking things, more and more things from our environment and using them. Okay. Q, human trafficking. Human trafficking is the problem of people being sold. So people are sold as slaves or sold into an unfair working situation. Okay, R, HIV or AIDS. This is the sickness that is growing in the world, especially in Africa, in Japan too. It's a virus. It doesn't kill you now, but the medicine is very, very expensive. Okay. S, migration. Migration is when many people move. And migration is people moving to different areas. So refugees is a emergency situation, but migration is just a normal situation where people are moving from one area to another area. Okay, and T, human rights violations. This is when someone's right to live without being harmed is broken. So, for example, a government may put someone in jail because of the way they think, and this would be a human rights violation. Or children are not given the right to go to school. This could also be a human rights violation. Or someone is forced to work long hours with low pay. This is also a human rights violation. So anything that damages the person is a human rights violation, basically. Okay, now the next word bank is about baraka. So let's remember all these words for baraka. Okay, A is Kayapo. Kayapo is the indigenous group. It's the people who live in Brazil, And they are the ones who had the red paint on their faces and were dancing in a circle. They live in Brazil, and their society has been living the same way for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. These people are called the Kayapo. B, Bali. Bali is an island in Indonesia, and that is the place where the Kecak dance was. The Kecak dance was from Bali. Okay. C, Aborigines. Aborigines are what you usually call the indigenous people of Australia. So the people who lived in Australia before the Europeans came and migrated to Australia. This society we call Aborigines, although there were many, many different societies. Nowadays we call them all Aborigines. Okay, D, Tibet. Tibet is the area in northwest China, which actually isn't a part of China or shouldn't be a part of China, but it is a part of China. Tibet used to be a country, and it is the root of Buddhism, and it is where it's the root of a certain type of Buddhism, and the leader is the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama now lives in another country in India because he is escaping from China, because Tibet wants to be independent. China does not like religion, but Tibet loves religion. Okay. Next. Didgeridoo. A didgeridoo is a musical instrument from the Aborigines in Australia. It's a long tube, and you blow in it and breathe through it, and it creates a very nice sound. It's a very famous musical instrument that came from the Aborigine culture in Australia. F, Brazil. Well, we know Brazil is a country, but for the test, I will say Brazil is the place that the Kayapo live in. This is the country that the Kayapo are from. Kenya. Kenya also is a country, and this is the country that the Maasai are from. The Maasai people are from Kenya. H, Australia. Australia is the country that the Aborigines are from. So the Aborigines are from Australia. I, Buddhism. Buddhism is the religion of Tibet. Buddhism is the religion of Tibet. J, Kecak. Kecak. Kecak is the name of the dance or play that we saw. It is from Bali, with all the men dancing with their shirts off. That was called the Kecak dance, and it's actually a play from Bali. Okay, K, Sufi. Sufi is the language, it's an ancient language, an old language from Persia or Iran. And that is the language that the word baraka is from. So baraka is a Sufi word, which means the blessing of life. Okay, L, Maasai. The Maasai people are the people who live in Kenya, and they depend on cows. And in the movie, we saw them jumping. And they have many beautiful decorations on their head and face and body. So the Maasai people are the tall people we saw in Africa. Okay, M. Dalai Lama is the leader of the Tibetan government. Dalai Lama is the real leader of the Tibetan government. However, China thinks it is that it owns Tibet. But many people in Tibet don't think so. And the Dalai Lama is the leader of the country and the leader of the religion. N, a play. Okay, so a play is what Kicha is. Kicha is a play. It looks like a ritual, or it looks like music, but actually it's a play. It has a story. The last one, O, nomadic. Nomadic means people that normally move from place to place as a way of life. So in the winter, they go to one area, and in the summer, they go to another area, or they constantly move around. And this is a way of life that some societies have, and they are called nomadic societies. Okay, so please go and review everything for the test. Take about 30 minutes. Look at the words for the webbing activities. And look through the page about Baraka, and read the Kokoro Chili Garbage text, which is number 6, I believe, in the textbook. And think of your essay about Baraka. What was your impression of the message of Baraka? Okay, good luck on the test.